His mother and Patrolman Mancuso were sitting at the table around an almost full fifth of early times. Patrolman Mancuso looked more downtrodden than ever, but Mrs. Riley was tapping one foot on the linoleum and laughing shyly at what she was watching in the center of the room. A stocky woman with kinky gray hair was dancing alone on the linoleum, shaking her pendulous breasts, which were slung in a white bowling blouse. Her bowling shoes pounded the floor purposefully, carrying the swinging breasts and rotating hips back and forth between the table and the stove. So this was Patrolman Mancuso's aunt. Only Patrolman Mancuso could have something like that for an aunt, Ignatius snorted to himself.
Whoa!
Mrs. Riley screamed gaily.
Santa!
Watch this, kids!
The gray-haired woman screamed back like a prize-fight referee and began shaking lower and lower until she was almost on the floor.
Oh my God!
Ignatius said to the wind.
You're gonna bust a gut, girl!
Mrs. Riley laughed.
You're gonna go through my good floor!
Maybe you better stop, Aunt Santa,
Patrolman Mancuso said morosely.
Hell, I ain't stopping now. I just got here,
the woman answered, rising rhythmically.
Who says a grandma can't dance no more?
Holding her arms outward, the woman bumped across the linoleum runway.
Lord,
Mrs. Riley said and guffawed, tipping the whiskey bottle to her glass.
What if Ignatius comes home and sees this?
Fuck Ignatius.
Santa,
Mrs. Riley gasped, shocked. But Ignatius noticed, slightly pleased.
You people cut it out!
Miss Annie screamed through her shutters.
Who's that?
Santa asked Mrs. Riley.
Cut it out before I ring up the cops!
Miss Annie's muffled voice cried.
Please stop!
Patrolman Mancuso pleaded nervously.